From NPR Music, it's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. I'm Robin Hilton, live at NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C. With breaking news, we go now to Bob Boylan, who's standing by live in Nashville. Bob?
Actually, I was sitting. Should I be standing?
I've always wanted to do that. We were going to a live remote with you in Nashville for the Americana Fest this week.
It is a 21st century. I don't think this is... How are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm not having as much fun as you've been having this week.
That's I know that's true. I've had hot chicken with the milk carton kids. And plus I've seen a lot of music and a lot of good music, and some of it recommended to us by Ann Powers and recommended to us by Julie Height on our show this week.
And we're, for people who are wondering about the audio quality, we're talking through your computer right now, and you're at your hotel room there in Nashville. The Americana Music Awards ceremony was this Wednesday, and you attended that. What bands seem to be getting the most love?
Last year, Sturgill Simpson won Emerging Artist of the Year for his album, Meta, Modern Sounds and Country Music, which is an album that you madly love, in fact, brought to the table on All Songs
so much.
Considered. Yeah. And this year, he won two major awards, which was he won Artist of the Year flat out, and that was pretty wonderful. And then he won for Song of the Year for the album you love so much, which is Turtles All the Way Down.
Yeah, that opening cut to the record. You want to hear a little bit of that song?
Always.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God was there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done, someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun, showing warmth to everyone you meet and greet, cheat along the way.
This song, I just love this song and this record so much, and this is a cut that when you first listen to it, it seems like it's this existential examination of sort of the grandest mysteries of life. But really, he, as he told us when he was in D.C. for his tiny desk, he said this is really a song just about drinking and doing drugs, which is a theme that, you know, it's in a lot of country songs. And
I also question the seriousness of Sturgill saying that as well, because I think his tongue is firmly planted in his cheek when he says that, because he's been trying to escape writing about alcohol, women, and all that stuff, which is why this record, Meta Modern Sounds and Country Music, is such a great country music record. So anyway, it was wonderful. I wish he was there. He would have had a really good time, but he was in Charlottesville performing his wonderful music there. He's on tour. So we missed him.
He issued a statement apologizing for not being able to make the awards ceremony. He said that he had already canceled a bunch of shows earlier in the tour because he was sick. He rescheduled those shows, and in order to make the awards ceremony, he would have had to have canceled those shows again. And but he was very grateful for the honor. And you mentioned how he got Emerging Artist of the Year last year. This year, it was Shaky Graves that won Emerging Artist of the Year.
Yeah, and boy, his incredibly charismatic performer last night at the awards ceremony. He performed with Esme Patterson, who's an artist, I think, from Denver, now living in Portland. And the two of them together did a song that they worked on together called Dearly Departed. And it was a well-deserved win last night.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Ooh. didn't seem so strange. You used to buy, I used to moan. Strange.
Shaky Graves has been growing in popularity for a long time. Alejandro Rose Garcia is his name. He's, I think I'd say he's probably 28 years old, from Austin, Texas, is where his home base is. Dearly Departed from an album called And the War Came, which came out in 2014. As the awards go, you're eligible for an award if your record comes out between April and March of beginning 2014. So And the War Came is his record, but he's got a new record out called Nobody's Fool, which people should listen to. Came out in the winter of February of 2015. He's an artist really on the rise. We ought to have him come to over to NPR. We sort of, you know, haven't given him his due, and I think he's really come into his own. He's a very powerful, dynamic performer.
So Shaky Graves and Sturgill Simpson, they were both nominated for 3 awards. And the only other artist who also had 3 nominations was Lucinda Williams. And she walked away with Album of the Year this year.
Yeah, and it was kind of sweet. I mean, you know, there are lots of people rooting for the for Rhiannon Giddens, who did a beautiful record, Tomorrow Is My Turn. She did T-Bone Burnett. That was a beautiful record. I think there were folks who were rooting for Shaky Graves' record And the War Came. But it was nice to see Lucinda, who, you know, we all know and have followed for so many years, someone who had so much trouble writing records, would 5 and 6 years would go by without hearing from her. And then this year she does a double record.
Double record, yeah.
And it was just so prolific and profound to hear her just pour her heart out. And the beautiful thing was, and it was really bittersweet, she, you know, made this record with a poem of her father, Miller Williams, which is how the title came to be. It's how the opening track came to be. Miller Williams, a great poet, has written so many books, has done poetry, you know, at inaugurations. And he died the very first day of this year. And I think it was probably so bittersweet for her to get up on stage for that record, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone, the song that she wrote from her father's poem. It was beautiful. It was really kind of cool.
Let's go out on the opening cut to that record then, the song called Compassion. You talk about so much beautiful music you heard down there, and this is certainly one very, very beautiful song from this record.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for more exciting things and talent and so forth. Tiny Desk is the Instagram account that I'll be doing photographs of bands.
Well, thanks, Bob. Keep having fun without me down there.
I'll try.
All right, be well.
Take care.
Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems conceit is always a sign, always a sign, always a sign. For those you encounter, have compassion, even if they don't want it. What seems bad manners is always a sign, always a sign, always a sign. Always a sign of things no ears have heard. Always a sign of things no eyes have seen. You do not know what wars are going on down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down where the spirit meets the bone. For everyone you listen to. Have compassion, even if they don't want it. What seems cynicism is always a sign, always a sign, always a sign, always a sign of things no ears have heard, always a sign of things no eyes have seen. You do not know what wars are going on down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down where the spirit meets the bone. Down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down where the spirit meets the bone.